Upper Lynn Canal experiences some of the fastest COVID-19 vaccine distribution in the country. And the Hainesboro will require tour operators to submit COVID-19 mitigation plans when applying for permits. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Roughly 40% of the Chilkat Valley, home of Haines and Klukwan, has gotten a dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. That's nearly 10 times the national average. The clinic is run by a tribal health nonprofit that gets its vaccine through Indian Health Services rather than the state. And as KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, it's been prioritized because it's so remote.
Over the course of 2 days, the Haines Health Center ceased normal appointments to give about 600 people from Haines and Klukwan their first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine.
Have you had a fever, cough, or chills?
The setup was efficient, fast, and thorough. A team of nurses screened patients at the door. Clinic director Stephanie Pattison handed out forms and directed people to the waiting room. Staff started the days at 8:30 a.m. and worked into the evening. Pattison said she wasn't tired, though.
No, it's adrenaline. We're so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely excited.
And then nurses whisked people into rooms for a briefing and a quick shot. Some wore glitter makeup. COVID fairies, they said.
Okay, go ahead and relax your arm.
Okay, you can feel a little poke. 1, 2, 3.
You're done.
A small, colorful bandage to the arm, a few instructions.
You might feel a little sore there.
And then it was downstairs to another waiting room for 15 minutes, just in case anyone has an allergic reaction. One resident described it as a social hour, as people popped in and out.
Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody's happy.
The influx of 600 doses of vaccine is a lot for a small rural community of about 2,500 people. Pattison says that's because Indian Health Services distributes the vaccines to Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH. They come to IHS directly from the federal government.
SERCH decided that they wanted to push them out to the communities that do not have hospital access, direct hospital access. They really felt that some of the, especially the communities that can be socked in and not have that hospital support.
The nearest hospital is Juneau, 100 miles away by small plane or ferry. Even non-Indigenous members of the community benefited from the rollout. Roughly 900 people have received a first dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in Haines and Klukwan. To be sure, that's only half the vaccinations needed for herd immunity, according to federal experts. But it's head and shoulders above the rest of the nation. Just 18 miles up the Lynn Canal, Skagway hasn't seen the same availability of vaccines yet, even though it's just as remote. The municipal clinic got enough doses of the Moderna vaccine to fully vaccinate 50 people and has been waiting for more. The difference is in the distribution. The state of Alaska distributes vaccines to Skagway's municipal clinic.
It's been a little touch and go here recently. We were told we weren't going to get a January allotment. And then this morning, we were told that we can have Pfizer.
Borough manager Brad Ryan says the municipality is moving forward with the Pfizer option. He expects they will receive 300 doses and is waiting on confirmation from the Department of Health and Social Services. If all goes according to plan, the doses should arrive by plane in time for a Friday vaccine clinic.
I believe the community wants it. That's all, you know, that's what I hear. People want it. And I really hope this next round comes through. It'd be huge for a small community that's kind of remote like this. Hopefully, Skagway can get its vaccines underway and get even the majority of the adult population that wants it.
The state isn't moving slow. It is getting vaccines in people's arms very quickly compared to the rest of the nation. There are about 7 doses per 100 people in Alaska, compared to a national average of about 4 per 100 people. As of Monday afternoon, only West Virginia has a higher rate. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Tour operators will have to submit a COVID-19 mitigation plan when applying for a permit from the Hainesboro. The Borough Assembly made the decision at a meeting last week. The change was made as heli-ski operators prepare for their spring season. Interim Hainesboro manager Aleka Fullerton said COVID-19 mitigation came up recently while reviewing a tour permit application from a heli-ski operation. At a meeting last week, she requested that the assembly make mitigation plans a requirement when applying for a tour permit.
I wanted to have the power to make them put forth a plan with respect to their COVID mitigation. And we do have an expectation in the Haynesboro with respect to what we ask people who are coming into town to do. And that would certainly be one of the questions that we would ask.
According to Fullerton, the heli-ski company planned to keep guests quarantined at a lodge and keep them separated from Haynes residents. Haynesboro Tourism Director Stephen Ock is responsible for issuing tour permits. He says he would reference COVID-19 guidelines from the Alaska Travel Industry Association when reviewing mitigation plans.
But a mitigation plan doesn't have to be crazy. You know, a mitigation plan for people along the side of a beach just means they need to stay 6 feet apart, you know, since they're in an outdoor space. So, you know, depending on what the business is and what they're doing, this shouldn't be something that should be that difficult. Most of the businesses that I've spoken to tour operators already have some kind of plan that they've been putting together anyways.
Assemblymember Paul Rogers raised concerns about the standards for mitigation plans and whether the borough manager would have the final say over whether a permit is granted. Fullerton responded that tour operators could make an appeal to the assembly if denied. Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler said while she was wary of government interference in the tourism industry, she felt that COVID-19 mitigation plans would allow businesses to stay open.
I think that if this is how we can stay open and still stay safe, I think it's doable. And I don't consider it governmental overreach when it's providing income and jobs.
Ultimately, the assembly voted 4-2 in favor of requiring mitigation plans, with assembly members Carol Tyneman and Paul Rogers opposed. It's still unclear what kind of tourism Haynes can expect this summer. Maritime law says foreign flagged cruise ships need to stop in Canada between U.S. ports, and Canada's port is closed to cruise ships until March. Holland America and Princess Cruises have canceled sailings to Alaska through mid-May. But the Centers for Disease Control will allow cruise lines to operate if they meet certain conditions and complete a mock sailing to test COVID-19 protocols. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.